The victim's mother lives out west in Oregon, and the mother of the victim is staying around in this area until the trial can be completed. So now this is another 6-month delay before she can get on with her life after this tragedy. The victim in this case died October 28, 2011, and they are just asking for an expert, for payment for an expert now, December of 2012. If it had been brought up in June, we would still be going to trial in January.
When I had a pediatrician review the records from both hospitals and the autopsy protocol, there appeared to be inconsistencies and some conflicts, at least from the records that we reviewed. We needed to get somebody with the expertise to evaluate all of these records and to give us opinions regarding what she believes are the causes of death, the mechanism of death, the timing of the injuries, and so forth. Based upon what I've reviewed and based upon what a pediatrician who basically, you know, looked at the information for me, that it really is necessary to get an independent evaluation of the evidence and the medical records and things of that sort, because there's so much more here than meets the eye.